but she might have been good looking for all that. You know, in a way that was handsome rather than pretty. Perhaps if she hadn't such a blank expression. I was inside. The door was shut behind me, and I followed her down the narrow hallway. Her kitchen was clean and cold and clinical. There was a smell of bleach and no clutter anywhere. Even the calendar on the wall was unillustrated. It was certainly different to my kitchen at the time. I'd just moved out of home, better late than never, as my colleagues often joked, and into my own flat. I had yet to perfect any housekeeping skills. This appeared to me to be the other extreme.
"What do you want to see?"
she asked again, with no emotion. "It's a very basic survey," I apologized. "We're not checking anything structural. We just need to know what services you have, and whether they are up to date."
"Would you like a cup of tea?" she asked.
Whether or not to accept tea from a tenant was a question we often discussed in the office. Our reply would not necessarily have anything to do with how thirsty we were, but how friendly the tenant was and how hygienic the house appeared to be. If it was offered immediately, you wouldn't always have had time to inspect the kitchen, so you might not know if it was a good idea. Drinking a cup of tea also obliged you to stay longer, so whether you accepted or not depended on the house and the tenant.
"No, thank you," I replied, as politely as I could. "The first thing in here that I need to know..."